Organize Me Radio, episode 45, Decluttering Our Devices. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the owner of Tidy Milso. Please welcome Catherine Pikett. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I can't wait to talk about decluttering our devices. But first, can you tell me how you got into the organizing industry?
Absolutely. So I actually started the business June 2020. But I always say like the business was brewing well before that. So I am someone who I believe has been organized by nature. I came from a big family, and so that kind of breeded like my independence. And so I've always been someone who's organized. However, I didn't really see it as a skill. I just thought that this is like a life skill, like people ought to be organized. And I didn't really recognize until after I started the business how much that skill really benefited me in my professional career. I worked in property management and for 6 years, and that really helped throughout that career. One of the things that really pivoted me to start the business, though, was my husband joined the military. He joined the Army. And we are college sweethearts. We met at Old Dominion University my freshman year. Aww. And thank you. And after we graduated, he decided to join the military. And I didn't take it seriously. And because I didn't take it seriously, I wasn't really prepared for what to expect. And so when he went away for basic training, I was at a loss. I was lonely. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have anyone in my circle who had gone through what I'd gone through, and I felt really isolated. And so one of the things that I did was I looked up podcasts, I looked up blogs, and I just really tried to find answers. And one of the things that was suggested was to read a book, to control your finances, find something fun to do, keep busy. I did all of those things. And one of the books that I read was Live More, Want Less by Mary Carlomagno. And that book just really spoke to like my spirit. And coupled with that being as one of the things to do, as well as decluttering, I decluttered our entire apartment and I shared it on Facebook. Wow. And when I shared it on Facebook, everybody was just like, oh my gosh, you ought to be doing this. When can you come to my house? And I'm like, sure, I'll come to your house. And it just started as a hobby. It started as something that was fun that I did on the weekends while I was still, you know, working in property management. And then the inquiries became more and more and more. And that's when I really pivoted to try to start it as a business. So throughout that journey of just really trying to discover who I was, that journey of self-discovery, I spoke with my husband and, you know, told him that I wanted to start this business. And so the first thing that I purchased when we became debt-free, we paid off about $84,000. And one of the things that I paid for was my certification in my Kamari course. So that's kind of how it kind of budded just over time. And it just kind of just brewed and brewed and brewed to what it is now.
I love that. And I think it's so interesting always hearing the backstory for organizers, because a lot of us, it's like something we've just always done, you know? Yeah. And then most times, like for you and for me as well, it took someone saying, why don't you become a professional organizer? And it's like, Well, I mean, you know, at first I didn't know it was a thing, you know?
Right.
But then, exactly. You know, and then you realize you can make money off of it. And then it's something that I know for myself, it brings me joy. I like organizing.
Oh, yeah. So, absolutely. I'm the same. Like when my husband says, do you have any, are you working today? I'd be like, work? What is that? What is work? Because I really am having fun. Like I really enjoy, you know, helping people, you know, cultivate spaces that simplify their life. So it's always funny. Like when he says that, he's just like, how's work today? And I'm just like, work.
I love it. It's like when you do what you love, it's not work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about decluttering our devices, specifically our phones. We all have them. We all have phones. Sometimes people might look at their phones and get overwhelmed. What is the most common issue you see with devices and needing to be decluttered? I'm sure people might be thinking decluttering a device.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it starts with mindset, right? I think that you'll hear often someone say, I can't keep up. I can't keep up with technology. I can't keep up with all the things. I can't keep up with all the notifications. And I think the mindset has to be shifted to, how can I make technology work for me? And I feel like it starts there. A lot of the things that we have on our phones can be edited, can be customized, can be tailored to whatever our needs are. And I think once you start with the mindset shift of, how can I use this device to help me in life rather than hinder me or make me feel like I need to keep keeping up, like I need to take a course every time I get an update on my phone. I think that that's where it really starts.
So what do you think is the most common issue that people have? Because it's funny you mentioned, you know, people taking courses to understand how their phones are. And I feel like, you know, my generation, I'm a little older than you. There were times where we all didn't have cell phones, you know, and I realized, like, as technology keeps growing, it does feel like it's getting harder and harder to keep up. It's like, oh, a new thing, a new social media app, a new this, a new that. What do you see as the biggest issue that people have when it comes to their devices?
I think they just give up. I think they just surrender to it and they're just like, you know what, I'm not going to get this done, or I'm going to have somebody help me do it. And I think even though, you know, I am a millennial, so like I grew up in an age where technology was starting to advance, but I don't have kind of that adjustment, because I feel like once you've mastered what it was before, then it's easy to adjust. But if you've already given up and, you know, on the first series of whatever they updated, then series two is going to be hard. Series three is going to be hard. Every update after that is going to be hard because you didn't master the first one. So I think that is like the biggest part, is just giving up and surrendering instead of just really trying to figure out, okay, like, how can I do this? How can I make a phone call? How can I send a text message? How can I, you know, send pictures? How can I organize my gallery? Like, really taking the time to do it. And it's something that could be done like easily over time. And I know we'll get into that, but I think that it comes with just the fact that you just give up because it's so overwhelming.
Gotcha. So I know a person who does not give up on technology. He is my grandfather. He just turned 95 years old.
Oh, and congratulations, Grandpa.
FaceTimes us, you know. Right. Of course, there are some times where we only see his forehead, you know, but he knows how to do it. He's doing right. Much better than my grandmother, because my grandmother won't even, you know, touch like a cell phone or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, how is there a process for people to declutter their devices?
Yeah, I always say start with your screensaver and what is on those main screens. So automatically when you get a phone, it gives you all of these pages, all of these different windows that you can customize and you can put things on. You accidentally add apps on. I would start there, clearing all those additional pages, keeping it simple. When you go to your all apps page, see all your apps there. If you want to have a few things like on your main page, you can definitely do that. I would recommend 3 to 4. But really just kind of simplifying that screen, the front screen. One of the things that I did was I added the widgets. So you can add different widgets for things kind of like shortcuts would be on a web page. And so I added the Google search because I'm always Googling something. Instead of having to go to Google or to go to Google Chrome, then search Google, I actually have the web search on my main page and then I just type it in from my main screen. So really it's prioritizing the things that you use most often on that main screen, but just simplifying it. Don't put everything that you need on that main screen. If there's apps and things that you wanna you know, put in those 3 to 4 things on your page, do that. But I definitely think it starts with what you see when you start on your phone. And then I think after that, it goes to the notifications. I feel like that is like the the thing that makes people overwhelmed is the amount of notifications. And I think managing that and the settings within the apps will help for sure.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate notifications and almost turn like every single thing off. When mm-hmm. I look at my phone, I don't want to see a red Facebook notification or anything like that. So most times I don't know until I actually go into the app. But when it comes to apps and the amount of apps that we have, mm-hmm. How should people go through there? Because I know that, you know, there might be apps that we download, right? We all do mm-hmm. it. We download apps and then we don't use them. So mm-hmm. what's the best way to go through to eliminate some apps? How do you know which ones to remove? How do you know which ones to keep? I'm sure some people, just like with decluttering their homes, they might say, oh, I might need this app one day. So what's the best process to go through with removing apps?
I think that you can go about it in different ways, but I think the most effective is monitoring your storage space. Now with devices, they have a lot of device care options. And so it'll tell you which apps you're using less frequently, which ones are using most frequently, which one's using the most data, which one's using less data. So I think that those are good indicators to determine whether or not it's something you want to keep. Obviously, if you're not using an app very frequently, then I would say that that's a good indication to let it go. As far as storage, there are apps that are sitting on our phones that have a lot of storage, that take up a lot of storage on our phones. And they could be games that we seldomly play. They could be things that we seldomly use. And it's not to say that you may not upload that app again, but I think that there's more flexibility when it comes to apps than it is, you know, photos or emails. It's like, if you have an app on your phone and you're like, okay, I don't need it in this moment, let me go ahead and delete it. Perfect example. So I'm in Maryland. I'm in the DMV and my husband loves going on the scooters. Like, you know, the Lime scooters, you go on the scooters, you drive around town, you ride around DC. And when we use the app, we download the app for that time that we're using it. And then we offload it off of our phone. And then when we want to use it again, then we'll put it back on because it's just for a short period of time. So I think also when you're going through those apps, just trying to figure out what you think is something that you will use immediately and talk about the frequency of, you know, how often do you think you're going to use it?
So we know the process for getting rid of apps on our phones, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm sure we all still will have a lot of apps, even if we remove some. What is the best way to organize apps on your phone?
I think that it varies from person to person. I think it has to do with what works best for you. Some examples would be, you could keep it in the way that the phone was given to you. You could do it in alphabetical order. You could do it by color. You could do it by subject. Personally for me, I have it by color and I have it in the different folders. So I have all these colors into subfolders. But for me, I can recognize, you know, which app it is by the icon. If you're someone that does not, you know, recognize things by the icon and you need to see the words, and that's not really going to help you. So I would say the best thing to do is just to figure out, what do you recognize most? Are you someone who, when you go to your all apps, are you searching at the top? Then it doesn't really matter how it's organized because you're using the search bar, right? That's how you use it. But for someone who may have various things or need different categories, say you need a category for all of your accounts, right? So like your bank accounts, your bills, your utility accounts, and that's all in one folder. Or maybe it's something where you are a photographer or a creator. And so all of your video editing, all of your softwares that you use on your phone to create your content is in one folder. So I think it's really customizable. But again, the basis should be either alphabetical, color, or grouped by the subject.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Hopefully everyone's listening to that. So when we swipe to open our phones,
yes,
what should we be seeing?
When you swipe to open your phones, it should be simple. It should be a simple screen. I will tell you, I don't have any notifications on my phone other than WhatsApp and Instagram. That's it. And I have plenty of apps. But those are the ones that I need notifications for, because those are the ones that I need to go to the site. Now, Facebook, I'm not on there very often. And so you mentioned this earlier. I won't see a notification until I go on the site. Oh, and also LinkedIn. LinkedIn, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Other than that, I'm not getting any notifications from any other apps. So what you should see is a minimal number of notifications. You should see something clear. Your background should be something that makes you happy when you see it. There shouldn't be tons of apps, visual clutter when you look at that front screen. And then maybe the things that you need quick access to. So maybe like your text messages, your phone, maybe it's Instagram, Twitter, whatever accounts that you're using, FaceTime, whatever, on that first page.
Okay, so I love that. I love everything that you said. Now let's switch gears just a tiny bit and let's talk about photos, because okay. Photos, we're not even, you know, people have thousands of photos on their phones and they don't do anything with them and they stay there. What in the world are we supposed to do with these photos on our phone?
Absolutely. I think with photos, it always starts with intention, right? What do we intend to do with the photos? I think, you know, years and years ago, you used to show your family, you know, with your wallet. You'd be like, these are the kids, this is what they're doing. And now we're like this, swipe, 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 trying to get it. You know what I mean? And you're like, hold on, I'll show it to you before I leave, kind of thing, because we've lost track of how to store it, right? It was so easy to just, you know, open your wallet and show photos. So I think it all starts with intention. What do you intend to do with the photos? For me personally, photos and videos are, something that I cherish a lot. So personally, I have a folder of just things with my husband and I, so that, you know, when he is away, I can go and I can refer to those photos and refer to those videos. The best way to start, though, is to really think about, again, what the intention is, and then start 30-day increments. Start at the very beginning, though. Not at the last ones that you took like a few days ago or a few moments ago, even. Start at the very beginning and then do 30-day increments. And that way you have kind of a marker and you say, okay, well, I started December 2019. Okay, that one's done, right? And then you just keep going. And this is something quick. You can do this during commercial breaks. Like, you could do this, you know, while you're waiting for your food in the line. Like, it's very easy to go through and declutter those photos, but really, it really goes to the intention. It's the intention to take these photos after you've decluttered them, after you declutter all your photos. What is the intention after that? Is it to create a photo book? Is it to develop these photos? Is it to store it in albums? Is it to offload it to an external hard drive? Like, what is the goal? And I think that has to be kept in mind as you're going through it, because then you're just doing it just to do it, right? And then at that point, you're going to just end up paying for storage, right? And nobody likes paying for extra storage, especially if you don't have to.
No. Okay. So for our professional organizer colleagues, I know for me, taking pictures of clients' homes, oh my God, those are the things that get lost on my phone. Like, I am the worst when it comes to posting before and after pictures. Like, I'm terrible at it. I wasn't in the beginning, but 10 years into this, I'm not into it anymore, you know? Yeah. And they just kind of sit on my phone. I'm taking the pictures, but they just kind of sit there. Yeah. How would you suggest that organizers don't lose client photos on their phone? And what's the best way to make sure that, you know, they're like, I guess in a way, something set up for them to be like actionable, to get it done, to make sure it just doesn't sit there and get lost among all the other photos? Because there are times when I'm showing people photos, like you mentioned, and then a client's messy closet comes up. I'm like, oh, ignore that.
Absolutely. Well, I'll share this first before I answer the question. I had a conversation with some of my mentees that are in the industry. And they always say, well, Catherine, I always forget the before. I get the after, but I always forget the before. And I don't understand why I miss the before. And so one of the things that I expressed is, when you're doing your consultation, do you not want to take your before then? And they say, well, it's not really a true before, because then they switch it before that, like, when, before I get back to the session. So like, don't hold on to that. Like, don't hold on to this idea that it has to be a true before. It is still a before. So when you capture that before, and even if it is, you know, a week or 2 weeks before you get that client, go ahead and create a folder for them. That's what I do. I create a folder for them with their name, and I know my clients by their name. Now, if you don't know your clients by their name, maybe you know them by the project, or, you know, if you refer to, you know, working with your clients as projects, maybe it's a garage, maybe it's kitchen or something like that. And then you can go to that folder for that. But personally, I do it by name. And then what I do is I go through each of those albums based on like how soon I've worked with them. And so I don't wait to post. I don't wait to, you know, hold on to, you know, photos and wait for the perfect time. If I've done it and I've got my pictures, I go ahead and post it. Now, for those who do wait, I would say to utilize a task manager and maybe include either the name of that project or the client name and say, hey, post pictures for Caitlin's garage or something like that. Right. Okay. So I think that that is helpful, but I do it by client name and I put it into albums, in their own separate albums. And if that doesn't work for you, you could create a larger album and then, you know, drag and drop all of those different folders with your clients in that and say, these are organized, these are not organized, or I've posted these, I haven't posted. So you can put posted, unposted, and create that if you want to. But it, then it also goes to where you're storing your photos to. Like, mm-hmm. are you using these photos to post on social media, or are you using these photos for your website? Then that's a whole nother, you know, conversation as to, you know, where they're stored.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yep. So that makes sense. So I have some thinking to do and stuff to figure out when it comes to posting pictures. I need to post. To be honest, I just need to hire someone to post them for me. I don't know if I'm
that's honest. Going that's to. Honest.
I'm gonna say that I
outsource
will
outsource when
I'm
you can.
Try, but
outsource when you can. I think that like that is something like as an entrepreneur that I've really honed is like if there's something that I am not good at or that I prefer not to do, I'm going to outsource.
Right, say it, girl.
There's no shame in outsourcing. And I think just the majority of professional organizers, the nature is control, right? And so it's hard to outsource for things sometimes because we're that's like, me. Are they going to do it the way that I do it? Are they going to handle it the way that I want it to be handled? That's you.
Yes, that is me, like completely like, oh my gosh. It's so hard. And I try not to like be micromanagey, you know, like I try my hardest, but like you said, organizers, we like things done how we do them. Right.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
so that's been a struggle for me.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why they have these terms like chaos coordinator, controlling the chaos, right? Because that is what we do. So it's kind of a shift when you are, you know, when you go from being the professional organizer to putting on the CEO hat and saying, okay, but I can't do all of these things. So I think that it was lovely that you mentioned to that you should hire someone because we should.
Yeah. I need to. I just got to get over my controlling.
Yeah.
I guess, you know.
Controlling nature.
Yeah. So when it comes to getting these devices organized, how much time realistically do you think people will have to put into it?
I think that it is very similar to physical clutter in that you do the cleanup, if you want to call it that, cleanup or declutter or purge. I don't really like that word, but whatever you want to call it. I think when you do that initial kind of overhaul of your device, then it's just maintenance. Typically, I will do, if I post something, like say I post something to my stories from like Canva or something, I will delete it, delete that folder, go into the album and delete everything that's in that album because apps also create their own folders, right? Okay. They also create their own photo folders. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I would do immediately. As far as going through for the entire month, that takes maybe about 30 minutes, unless you are a, you know, photographer or you create tons and tons of content. So I would say all in all, if we're talking about the maintenance of your app, I would probably say maybe an hour a week.
Okay.
If that's that. Not bad. But like, again, it really just depends on like how you use your phone and whether you've set it up for success. Now, if you're not in maintenance mode, then it's definitely going to take you longer. But once you get to maintenance, I think an hour a week is a reasonable time to assume that it will take.
Okay. All right. This is good. I'm learning so much from you with this. So I hope it resonates with a lot of people. But on to the fun stuff. My favorite question to ask every organizer that comes on. What are your favorite organizing products?
Ooh, I would say as far as turntables go, Ucopia to me has the best turntables.
Okay.
M Design, I love all of their bins, all of their acrylic bins. The last KonMari line with the black and the like soft linen bins, the baskets, the wovens, all of that. I love all of that. That's so hard. That's such a hard question. There's so many.
Yeah, there are so many. There are
so many, but I think that those are like my favorite. Those are the ones, especially the KonMari brand. I was thinking about putting it in the house, and I get so excited when clients are like, "Yes, I like that." So I'm like, "Yes, I want to use this product."
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that those Ucopia, M Design, and KonMari at the Container Store. Marie Kondo's line at the Container Store are like my favorite. They have my favorite pieces.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So now, can you also tell me, what is your greatest achievement as an organizer?
The article I did for Goop is probably the most thing that I'm proud of most recently, because it is about digital clutter. It is about decluttering your device, but I really gave my all into that article, and the fact that they decided that they wanted it to be a part of their, you know, wellness brand was amazing. And shortly after that, a brand reached out to me because they read the article. And so I'll be partnering with them this year. And I feel like it's just really aligned with what I want to do. I think the KonMari method in and of itself, when I explain it to people, is the KonMari method, not only I think traditional professional organizing, it attacks more of the clutter, and the KonMari method attacks the behavior that causes the clutter. And so I feel like anything that has to do with wellness, self-care, self-discovery, and that kind of journey is really aligned with myself and my brand. And I think that article really spoke to that. And yeah, I would say that is the biggest, because I feel like it was a click point for me of like where I am in this industry and where I want to position myself in this industry is with wellness.
I love that. Well, congratulations on both those things and everything that you have coming up. And I really appreciate you being here. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Of course, of course. So you can find me on LinkedIn, Catherine Picott, P-I-C-O-T-T. You can find me on Instagram at Tidy Milso, T-I-D-Y-M-I-L-S-O. And you can find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. It's some organizing, but there's also personal vlogs on there. So the last few vlogs were about traveling. And so that is under my full name, Catherine Diaz Picott, D-I-A-Z-P-I-C-O-T-T / Tidy Milso, T-I-D-Y-M-I-L-S-O.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Naima.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.